When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jody Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you all for rolling this Tuesday morning. Well, we bask, we do, in the glow of the Birds in a five-game winning streak, a 7-2 squad, and a really, really big game coming up in 2 days we'll start talking about today. Look, a lot on the Eagles. We'll touch on the Flyers. They win last night. Great job by them. Joel tonight. It's a big night, Joel's debut, how he'll be received by the crowd after a tumultuous offseason that spilled into the start of a tumultuous regular season. Look, all of it with you today at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
What's up, Glasses Face?
Yeah, it's one of those.
Good Glasses Face over here.
Good nickname.
Specs.
One of those
What's
weeks.
Up, Four Eyes.
You really were that guy in high school that would just pick on people.
Well, it's also John's wearing glasses too, which is the funniest part of this.
Being ironic,
it's a studio of four eyes, eight eyes in there,
and he's and his hair looks like he
what? Oh, now we're talking about hair.
Do something with.
Hold on,
you've got hair coming out. You're wearing a backwards cap, and you got like pieces of hair coming out the little hole.
And that's
in the front.
Why I'm wearing a cap.
You look ridiculous
because I didn't do my hair today. You know,
I can see it.
Well, yeah, I took
a
shower.
There are days when you
bang.
Do your hair.
I never do my hair.
Well, yeah,
just Joe, get up and go.
Nah, well, James, look at your hair. You got nothing to work with. Come on.
I got a lot more hair than you do, buddy. I'm doing fine over here.
Hello.
Whoa. What are we talking about?
What's up,
Chad? Hey. Oh, yeah. Avocados are poisonous to birds.
That's a shame.
It is a shame.
That
they're
a
poisonous
shame.
To all birds.
Is they're good?
All parts of avocados. There's some substance called persin, which is found in all parts of the plant, including the skin, the pit, everything, the leaves. It can cause heart damage in birds.
That's a
and
shame.
And sudden death.
Yeah, well... Listen, I don't know what a correlation. What's better, the avocado or the eagle? Because here's the thing. We had a poll
That's
result.
That's a scary thing to think about, Joe.
It is. So we had a poll result yesterday, and I was
trying to imply that Washington's an avocado. Is that where you're going with this? Because I don't like this one bit.
No, not at all. I was just wondering because
could
ultimately,
an avocado kill an eagle?
Because here's the thing: we're trying to figure out how good the eagles are.
And could an avocado kill an eagle? That's a All right.
So here's
I'll
the deal.
Stop thinking about
here's
it.
The deal. Yesterday, I was very surprised by a poll result on our show. And I want to find out where you stand as we look back to 24 hours ago and a poll result from 20 hours ago at the end of our show when the question was, are the Eagles a legitimate Super Bowl contender? To which 65% of people said yes, but 35%, which is, I mean, we get thousands of votes on these polls, thousands. 35% said no, and I was shocked by that. So let me just tell you where I am, and obviously you can weigh in, 215-592-9494. I do think the Eagles are a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Now, I'll be the guy to raise my hand and say, I don't think they're probably that great. I really don't. But I also look around and say, well, who is? Detroit? Maybe. Maybe. Other than that, and I'm talking NFC, obviously. Other than that, what? Who? So, you know, I mean, just if not for any other reason but process of elimination, the Eagles are in the fight. That's number one. Number two, I don't think Detroit's the 85 Bears. Okay? Number three, maybe the Eagles are really good. I mean, if you look at the arrow, it's been pointed out. Now,
maybe the Eagles are really good.
Maybe, John.
Way to go out on a limb.
Well,
man.
Maybe. I mean, here's
they're really good.
Well, they
what do you need to see for them to prove their worth to
well,
you?
Well, beat better teams. I mean, obviously the five teams they've
beaten.
They
play the teams that are on their schedule, and they've handled them.
They handled
and
a couple of them.
And when they stunk, it was back before the bye. It does feel like a different team coming out the other side of that bye. That was week five. We all thought it was way too early. Now it looks like the perfect remedy to our season because we are where we need to be, and we're still doing that thing our coach talks about where we're getting 1% better every single week.
They got, well, hold on, John, they got way more than 1% better. So
okay.
I hate that 1% thing you lean on. They got about 27% better in about 3 weeks. They went from being a team that looked to me to be maybe below average to me to a team that looks like a Super Bowl contender. And I think it's legit. Now, I'll say this. I'm not convinced it's going to stick, but the record alone puts them in the fight. Jalen's playing better. AJ and Saquon give you a hell of a shot for greatness. The defense is a lot better. I believe in the coordinators.
Oh, the defense,
I believe,
is
in Sirianni.
So much better, Joe. The defense,
yeah, right,
is, it, we feel great. I mean, we should. You should feel great about where the defense sits right now. It's a return to this, I don't know, a different era where it's linebacker-centric. Linebacker active defense.
But
that's cool stuff.
It is, but got to see them against real quarterbacks. I mean, this group has been Deshaun Watson, Daniel Jones, Burrow legit, but he had no O-line. Then they faced freaking Jacksonville's bum, whatever that guy's name
Trevor
is.
Trevor Lawrence.
He stinks. Then they faced, who they played the other day? Then they faced freaking Cooper Rush. I mean, that is a, that's a joke. But yes, John, I am encouraged by the defense. So, James, let me ask you this. The 35% that said no yesterday, and we'll hear at 215-592-9494, the whys. What's your number one reason, guess-wise, of why people are there so many? Is it Sirianni? Is it Hurts?
I think it's Sirianni.
Is it the schedule that they face?
I think it's three things. I think there are three things that are really sticking out in people's heads. One is Sirianni.
Yep.
I just think that there's going to be a percentage, maybe it's 35%, or whatever, of this Eagles fan base that is just not going to be on him until they win playoff games, I think. You know?
I think much more than 50% of the populace just doesn't want Sirianni.
They just don't
to
believe
be the coach.
In him, and it is what it is.
They
and they play good, they don't give him credit, they play bad, they blame him, and that's one thing.
And I think he has made some mistakes.
There's reasons for it.
No, that's
I think
right.
Two
that's
is the schedule.
Honest.
Like they have not seen big time wins against big time teams yet. You know, Green Bay was the first game of the season. It was a weird game in Brazil.
It was.
And I think the third thing is it's still hard for people to get over last year. I mean, they were 10-1, and we saw the worst collapse we've ever seen. So sitting here at 7-2, I think there's this sense memory for people where they're like, well, I was just here last year. Like, I thought they were good.
That's interesting.
So I think it's a combination of those two things.
I certainly thought they were better last year at this point than I do now. I really, last year I was more...
We were wondering, though, about a lot of those wins.
We were, but I'm wondering still about these wins just based on who they've played.
This team feels better than that team. This team feels better than last year's.
Boy, not to me.
And I know that, I guess that sounds strange, but then when you dig in and you think about it, all right, well, we actually have active linebackers who make plays.
Right.
Really, the only we have active cornerbacks who make plays.
Well,
we have active safeties who are now making more plays. The only thing we don't have is what we had in overabundance the year that we went to the Super Bowl most recently, and that was sack from D-line.
I was thinking you were going to say D-line.
Sack from D-line.
Yeah.
We're deficient.
You know what this team
but
has,
But we
though?
Make up for it in other ways, and it's exciting.
Can I give you a way?
Yeah.
Saquon.
Well, I was only talking defense. Of course, everything starts with Saquon.
He might be the
team.
MVP of the whole league.
So everything starts with Saquon, and then our offense goes from there. It really is. How would you describe it? I would describe our team, old school, tough, linebacker active scheme on defense, and then offensive rushing attack that melts your face while bruises your backbone, and then Lamborghinis through the air. It's offensive attack that bruises you. I mean, beats you up. But then every once in a while, you know Saquon's going to go and just make magic happen. He's going to turn something that was not there into, like you said in this most recent game, a 20-yard gain down to the 1-yard line. Should not have existed.
I thought it was one of the best plays of the season,
spins,
John. I really did.
Cuts, jukes, the power, the finish, all of it. It's just so illogical the way Saquon Barkley plays. And he and his strengths and all of that skill, that's where our offense begins. And by the way, the Commies still have a tight end named Colson Yankoff.
Yep.
We are so much better than that Commanders team. But I have to see us beat this Commanders team in order to think we're a good team that's going to go far in the postseason.
Well, this game...
I have to see us beat another good team.
Yeah.
Right now, it's like, Green Bay Packers are good, I guess. I mean, I don't... That whole strength of schedule idea, I do agree. I want to see better teams beaten by us. I love that we've beaten up on the bad teams, but let's see us beat up on a good team,
well,
too.
I agree. Like, here's the thing about a poll question like this from yesterday. And again, you can weigh in 215-592-9494. I mean, we'll ask you today, do you think the Eagles are a legit Super Bowl contender? Why?
Yes.
Or why not? And if you're in the no category, what holds you back? What combination of things hold you back? Look, here's what I know pretty confident, I'm confident about. If the Eagles were to win this game against Washington, and we do the same poll next week, the poll result would be at least 80%, maybe as high as 90%. Like, yeah, Super Bowl contender. If they beat Washington and they're 8-2, then, like, on board, baby. But if they lose this game, the poll result would be less than 50%, clearly. If they lose to Washington, people are like, I know it. I like them, but they're not that good. They're going to probably make the playoffs, but they're not that good.
Well, you could also say that Washington team might be the best in the NFC then.
Well, you can also say the Washington team. Here's the other problem, though. Even if the Eagles beat them, you can also say, how good really is Washington?
You could say that, but you could say the flip, too.
You could.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why this is...
No one knows this NFC. Right now, Detroit is supposed to be the powerhouse. I am told by everyone, oh... Everything runs through Detroit.
Yeah.
They're not a pushover like they have been. I guess, but if it's us against the Lions,
I know.
Does that really feel that intimidating?
No, it doesn't.
I've seen them do amazing and creative things on offense, yep, which is great. And their defense, they're tough, man.
Yep.
They're nasty, they're mean, but I think we're more talented.
Look, here's the deal. Where do you stand on this team at this stage? I know this is an easier question to answer, you know, next week. But what about this week? Do you think they're a legit Super Bowl contender? Here's why I say yes. The record puts them in the fight. Other than Detroit, I don't think anyone's that good. And frankly, I don't think Detroit's that great. AJ and Saquon are huge. Jalen's playing better. The defense is playing way better. I like the coordinators. And I like the head coach a lot more than most people. I know I do.